couple questions in Ask Catherine. Let's turn to them. A reminder to send your questions to the comment section on the blog, post them there, or to askcatherine@salieri.com. Dear Catherine, I found the information and graphs contained within this article to be very interesting. The government and news reports have made it sound like retail sales are doing very well, but people still feel that they're struggling economically. This information shows that rising food prices have contributed dramatically towards improving retail sales numbers, which explains why people would be spending more in retail sales but not feeling better off economically. Essentially, all of this increase has occurred in food spending. Here's the article, and the subscriber sent in a link to one of Charles Smith's articles. I think Smith's terrific. I post a lot of his very informative insights, and I think this article makes a very good point. I agree with it. So that'll be posted on the blog tomorrow. I would just like to ask your opinion if any of the situation outlined in this article is in relation to the organization known as OPPT and its actions with certain UCC filings at the end of 2012. The subscriber then posts an article that gets into the straw man account filing systems. I'm not going to describe these in detail. I tend to, let me say it this way. Everything that is happening on planet Earth today is very compatible with the concept that we're being run like a property system, and somebody somewhere is treating humans as if their property is the way a farmer would treat a group of chickens. That said, what I've found is whenever you find a group of people who are trying to explain the system in terms of straw man accounts and UCC filings, what you tend to get is a group of people who are neither coherent and a system that kind of uses up a great deal of time but leads no place. And in my experience, it really doesn't matter. You know, the guys on the other side of the system don't respect the law. Whenever they set up a system of law to manage or control, if you try and hold them accountable under it, they don't respect that process anyway, and they have no problem, you know, doing a variety of violent things with impunity. So I've never spent a whole lot of time or money going down this pathway. And every time I've tried, again, I've run into a lot of time, a lot of expense, and a lot of incoherent people. So I tend to avoid the whole topic. But, you know, to the extent that someday someone ever sends me a pathway that appears to be coherent, I'm delighted to look at it. But this was not one of them. Dear Salieri, I found this video to be interesting, describing all the filtering that Facebook is doing nowadays, and I thought it passed along. Thanks for doing that. I'll take a look. Another one, maybe you should ask John Williams for an update on the real employment measure, the stats for those in the workforce. What is the decreasing employed number in the workforce? That's a great idea. John Williams is someone we've had on the Salieri Report. I think a great deal of him, and I think getting John Williams back to really unpack what's happening in employment this year is a great idea.